Hello! Welcome to the Fashion Buddha Podcast. This is my first episode introducing the podcast as the Fashion Buddha Podcast. Anyway, welcome to the Fashion Buddha Podcast. I'm Christy, your host. And today I was listening to a podcast, as I do. And Michael Singer, who wrote The Untethered Soul, was talking about something that really hit me. He was talking about the fact that we are unaware of where we came from before we were born, and we are unaware of where we will be after we die. And why not, you know, enjoy the process of life? The living of life, instead of being freaked out the way that we always live, well, it's the way that I live, and getting upset about all the things going on that we don't like, and being temporarily excited about all the things that we do like. Anyway, that made so much sense to me. I really try to live from a place of, you know, acceptance. And on certain levels, I always have. Like, I just remember, like, I don't know, years ago at work, somebody was saying, like, something happened in my life. I can't remember what the specific instance was, but they were basically like, how are you not going to be upset? And I said, why am I going to be upset? I can't do anything about it. And that really, like, from a subconscious level, has always been my go-to. It's like, if I can't control it, I'm not going to really focus on it for certain things. For other things, I do dwell on them. But anyway, it was interesting because I always remember that because they made such a big deal about the fact that I wasn't reacting. And it was something that I really couldn't control. So I decided to not even go there. That's the way I try to live my life in general. It's hard. It's easier said than done. I was talking to my friend today. We were joking because every time we talked lately, we're crying about something. We're upset about something. For me, lately, I've been crying a lot just to release the pressure in my head, in my chest, in my throat. And the emotions just come out. And instead of judging myself, in the past, I was always like, I'm not a crier. I don't cry. And I thought that crying was a sign of weakness. And I completely have reconfigured that neural pathway in my head that thought that was weakness in the past, and I now equate it to kind of releasing a block in my body, in my heart, that was causing pain in the past. I look forward to crying because I think of it as me letting go of, like, past conditioning and past false beliefs. Because I do feel like I'm in a season of healing myself lately. It's been a process, actually, but it really hit me when I was traveling with my kids. We went on vacation maybe 3 weeks ago, and it was really emotional. Like, my husband and I really don't fight that much, but we were arguing, and I just was literally feeling like I was completely emotionally, like, spinning out of control. And I just had this moment after doing a lot of journaling and a lot of panicking and being in a fearful place. I just decided, it wasn't even a decision, actually, to be perfectly honest. It was just like this release where I subconsciously decided to let it go. Let go of all of the the things that I had been building up over the years around all of these false beliefs about money, about my worth, about not accepting myself. And it just, I noticed it all starting to unravel and then visualizing it kind of blowing away like dust. And what I do when I'm on my treadmill is I literally visualize in the morning when I'm running, I'll visualize like all of the negative self-doubt and the negative thoughts and beliefs I have about myself, like all of my limitations. I visualize those things kind of like crumbling apart and blowing away like a tumbleweed. I think it helps me like free myself of like the lifelong things I would tell myself as a younger person. And it helps liberate me and make me feel like a stronger, better version of myself, even coming off of all the panic and the pain and the fear around like building my business and, you know, my next best thing, my next best phase of my life. I just am in the process of realizing that all of that pain that I was experiencing kind of converted into confidence. It converted me, it up-leveled me into a stronger, better place, because I realized that I can overcome those moments in my life where I'm feeling like I'm questioning myself, or I'm not sure about the next move, or I don't know what is in store for me in my next phase. And it's about like having faith. Now, I was never a religious person. Like, I was raised Catholic, and it never resonated with me as a kid. I was just like, I would literally be forced to go to church every Sunday and just think to myself, why am I here? I don't understand what they're saying. I don't relate to these stories and these things. And, you know, it was a very traditional Roman Catholic church. So he didn't speak to us in layman's terms. I didn't relate to it. He wasn't coming from like a place of everyday. He didn't break it down for us, for kids anyway, for sure, in a way that resonated with me. So I felt like I was wasting my time. But now that I listen to things constantly about self-awareness and different religions, different beliefs, I understand now, like, but it is something that needs to be like broken down, and it's not written in a way that people understand, or that young people would understand anyway. I didn't. I understand like the idea of God for sure. I'm learning, and I used to be really turned off by like speaking about God, and I would speak about the universe because that kind of made more sense to me. But I feel comfortable now referring to universal energy as God, as a higher power. And when I think about God, I think about there just being a force for good, a higher power that walks with me through life. So I don't feel so alone. I think a lot of times I felt so alone and abandoned in life, and it was a scary way to live, because who, like me, little me, like by myself, alone, walking through this world, just with my thoughts and my feelings dictating every single thing in my life, that was That was a scary, scary existence. And now I realize that I don't need to live like that anymore. I actually can lean on God and have faith that I'm going to be okay. Like, I tell myself regularly that I'm just going to be okay. Regardless of what happens to me, regardless of what risks I take or how much I fail or if I end up alone. Like, I have a level of resilience after my divorce. When I was 25, I got divorced. And after that happened, and I realized that, like, I survived that, not knowing how I would come through, it built this toughness in me that said, you're going to be okay, whether or not you're with somebody, whether or not you get married, whether or not you find somebody to share a life with, you're going to be okay. And I still believe that. It's kept me completely clear and focused on the fact that I don't need to be in a bad, really unhealthy relationship. I can be on my own, and being on my own is okay. Like, it's not okay being in a relationship where you're, for instance, being mistreated, not in alignment with each other. Like, you know, and I've learned over the years that, like, I can translate the strength that I have in certain areas of my life and utilize those energies, those powers that I have, the confidence that I have. I can utilize those elements of one part of my life and transfer them into other parts of my life. Those energies and those levels of confidence are transferable. You don't need to be strong just in one area and weak in other areas. I think that's one thing that I really have decided over the past like month. So these are new things that I'm learning, and they're really helping me. So I hope you guys liked this episode. Hit subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. First-time listeners can go to www.stylereform.fashion and type in the code POD for 20% off. So have a great week, guys.